You're listening to Vaccination on ReachMD, and this episode is sponsored by CSL Securus. Here's your host, Dr. Charles Turk.
This is Vaccination on ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Charles Turk. Joining me to discuss how we can integrate flu vaccination into routine patient care is Dr. Lila Walk-Colburn. She's an associate professor at the Emory University School of Medicine and an attending physician on the Infectious Diseases Consultation Service at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. Dr. Walk-Colburn, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, to start us off, Dr. Walk-Colburn, would you tell us about what sort of disease burden the flu poses?
Yeah, so flu in general is one of our annual respiratory viruses that we see. We usually see it through the time of fall and winter. Interestingly enough, about, you know, the CDC reports what the prevalence is and what we're seeing. The other marker that we see is we look at the global south, so parts of South America, Australia, to see what the burden of influenza is going to be this year. And knowing that they already started their vaccinations and seeing their cases, we had seen a bit of an increase on severe influenza. So those cases that end up in the hospital and in intensive care units. So that kind of prepares us of what we're going to see starting our fall season, which is just around the corner.
And how can flu shots help alleviate that burden on patients and the healthcare system as a whole?
Prevention is the best medicine, right? So we actually have a great tool to prevent influenza, which is the vaccine. This vaccine is very well tolerated, has minimal side effects. We've used it throughout. It has three strains in there. So in order to figure out what the strains are, they meet up in early January, and that's how the vaccines are created. So this way is prevention. So you get your flu shot, you get a couple of weeks for your immune system to build up good antibodies. So when you are challenged with flu during, you know, exposures, because we spend more time indoors, we have more gatherings and group gatherings, your body can fight it and don't end up in the hospital. So that's how the vaccine works. And that's what keeps us out of the hospital. So getting a vaccine prevents us from being very sick later on in the year.
So given the vaccine's role in reducing the overall health burden of the flu, let's focus on how we can integrate vaccination into routine patient care. Dr. Walk-Colburn, would you tell us about how we can best use appointment reminders to get patients thinking about their vaccination status?
Yeah, so awareness is a key part. So appointment reminders, it is a key part of that. It is a way for you to get a flag and say, well, it's that time of the year. We get a lot of reminders. You know, the most specific is when we start seeing the Christmas holiday items come up and you know that Christmas is coming around. So that's one way of helping. The other one is to increase awareness. And so the appointment reminders and awareness, but you can increase awareness by engaging the community, local organizations, letting them know that it's flu season and start spreading the word. Another great tool to kind of remind people that flu season is here is using social media. So through infographics, also using, for example, other platforms to disseminate, to address when someone is coming for an update from other vaccines, talk about that influenza vaccine is available, you know, doing online. The other follow-ups is, you know, if the patient comes to your appointment and they're not sure about getting the vaccine, doing a follow-up either through a phone call or text or an email to put the emphasis on the importance of staying up to date on the vaccines and the importance of being vaccinated from influenza so we don't have a higher burden or a severe disease later on.
For those just tuning in, you're listening to Vaccination on ReachMD. I'm Dr. Charles Turk, and I'm speaking with Dr. Lila Walk-Colburn about the importance of annual flu vaccination. And how about in-office discussions? How do you typically approach them and address any concerns a patient may have?
Again, the awareness starts the moment they come to the office. So having, you know, your staff, you know, already know that it's vaccine, so you do an immunization campaign, right? By already providing information while they're sitting outside, kind of putting that out there so it engages them into that mind that a vaccine is coming. It also helps that you have built a trust with them. You have strong relationships. This fosters trust and, you know, sharing personal experiences and an important vaccination for them to get through that. And then when you're already with the patient, you know, you go over the immunizations and you engage them on talks about, it's that time of the year that as part of their annual labs, they have their annual vaccine coming up.
In addition to appointment reminders and in-office discussions, are there any other tools or strategies you use to help vaccines become part of every patient visit?
So if they can get the vaccines in the office, is offering flexible schedules of vaccinations to accommodate different reminders. There's other places that they can do vaccinations. Pharmacies do them. Mobile vaccination clinics, especially on the underserved areas, is a key point. Or sometimes you see them outside the supermarkets or, you know, the farmers markets where they can get vaccinated, just like we do our STD, sexually transmitted disease testing. We can do that. So offering accessibility, it is a key point. Then actually doing advocacy, having policies to have access to vaccines for our underserved area, our underserved minorities to be able to get them, helps that along.
And before we close, Dr. Walk Colburn, do you have any final thoughts on how we can best reiterate the importance of annual flu shots to our patients?
So the best thing is prevention. Prevention is the best medicine. If, you know, even though they feel a little sick after getting the vaccine, you can take some acetaminophen, hydrate, but then your body will be ready to, you know, come through the winter and not end up in the intensive care unit and spend the holidays with us.
Those are great comments for us to consider as we come to the end of today's program. And I want to thank my guest, Dr. Lila Walk Colburn, for joining me to share strategies for integrating flu vaccination into every patient visit. Dr. Walk Colburn, it was great having you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
This episode of Vaccination was sponsored by CSL Seqirus. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit vaccinationonreachmd.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.